Welcome to Throwing Mountains Weekly Strength. I'm your host, Chris Bollinger. For the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to draw strength from the Bible. I encourage you to make this a daily practice on your own. This is episode 1.8, God in the Day-to-Day, Patience. The Bible passage for this episode is Galatians 6, 7-10. I'll read from the ESV, the English Standard Version. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. I am one of the least patient people I know. You can see it in the way that I drive. Actually, you can see it in a lot more than that. Let me give you a simple example. I love amusement parks, especially Cedar Point, which is about a 90-minute drive from our home in Northeast Ohio. Cedar Point has some of the best roller coasters and other thrill rides in the U.S., possibly in the world. It also has some really long lines, especially for the best rides. I hate long lines. I have no patience for waiting in them. In fact, I'll skip a favorite ride at Cedar Point if the wait time is over an hour. My daughter, Hope, also hates lines. Maybe not as much as I do, but quite a bit. So when we go to Cedar Point together, we basically run around the park and try to catch rides when the lines are shorter. We've been known to ride what we consider a secondary coaster 4 or 5 times in an hour instead of waiting an hour to ride one of our favorite coasters. My wife won't put up with such nonsense, at least not all day. When I go to Cedar Point with her, we end up waiting in line. This past summer, we waited nearly 2 hours to ride my favorite coaster, Maverick. And you know what? Waiting in line with my wife was actually kind of fun. We talked, played heads up on our phone, and people watched. As a result, the time in line passed pretty quickly. Rather than getting impatient and complaining, my wife chooses to enjoy the experience. She even does this when we get lost while driving. I'm furious at my navigation app, and she's laughing and checking out the scenery. She has the right perspective. Of course, waiting in line for an hour or two is nothing like waiting for weeks or months or years for something much more important, especially when you're confident that you're pursuing what God wants you to pursue. If God is faithful, then what's taking so long? Why isn't he coming through? Well, maybe he's challenging you to enjoy, or at least appreciate, the journey that he has you on. That was the case for Dan Rudy Rudiger, as depicted in the film Rudy. When he got to South Bend, Indiana in the early 1970s, Rudy's goal was to play football for the University of Notre Dame, but he had two big problems. Number one, he was only about 5'6 and about 160 pounds. And two, his high school grades were much too low to earn enrollment at Notre Dame. After 2 years at nearby Holy Cross College, Rudy finally was accepted as a student at Notre Dame, where he promptly tried out for the football team. One of the coaches, Merv Johnson, took a liking to the undersized Rudy and gave him a spot on the scout team, which practiced against the varsity team during the season. But Rudy really wanted to be on the roster for a home game. For 2 years, he waited for his chance to be on the roster and to be on the sidelines during a game. In this pivotal scene from the film, Rudy's final chance at being on the sidelines for a home game appears to be shot. He walks off the team and goes to the football stadium to sulk, where he encounters his friend, the groundskeeper, Fortune.
Hey. What you doing here? Don't you have practice?
Not anymore, I quit.
Oh. Well, since when are you the quitting kind?
I don't know. I just don't see the point anymore.
So you didn't make the dress list. There are greater tragedies in the world.
I wanted to run out of that tunnel for my dad. To prove to everyone that I worked...
Prove what?
That I was somebody.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years. And you're also going to walk out of here with a degree from the University of Notre Dame. In this lifetime, you don't have to prove nothing to nobody except yourself. And after what you've gone through, if you haven't done that by now, it ain't going to never happen. Now go on back.
Sorry, I never got you to see your first game in here.
Hell, I've seen too many games in this stadium.
I thought you said you never saw a game.
I've never seen a game from the stands.
You were a player?
I rode the bench for 2 years. Thought I wasn't being played because of my color. I got filled up with a lot of attitude. So I quit. Still not a week goes by, I don't regret it. And I guarantee a week won't go by in your life. You won't regret walking out, letting them get the best of you. You hear me clear enough?
If you haven't seen the film, Rudy, and you think you might want to, then skip ahead about 30 seconds to avoid a spoiler. In the film, as in real life, Rudy gets to dress for the final home game, gets into the game, makes a tackle, and is carried off the field by his teammates. His 4 years of patience, two at Holy Cross and two on the scout team, were rewarded. Another football player whose patience was rewarded is Kurt Warner. After going undrafted after college, Warner started stocking shelves at a supermarket in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. He then played 3 seasons in the Arena Football League and 1 season in Europe. He finally got signed by an NFL team, but sat the bench for his entire first season. The next year, when the starting quarterback got injured, Warner got his chance at the age of 28. He responded by recording the second finest statistical season by a quarterback in NFL history, and he led the Rams to a victory in the Super Bowl, where he was named Most Valuable Player. It's a great story. But for every Kurt Warner, there are thousands of guys who are just as talented, train just as hard, and never make it to the big leagues. And then there's you and me. We're never going to operate on a big stage. Instead, we're destined to toil in obscurity, unknown to anyone but a select few. And we're going to spend long stretches in the desert, wondering if we'll ever reach the sea. But your call, just like my call, is vital to the kingdom of God. We place our hope in the words of Paul in Philippians 1:6. And I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. For now, God asks you to be patient and enjoy the ride. Next week, I'll talk about praying. I hope you'll join me for that. Please pick up a copy of 52 Weeks of Strength for Men. You'll find it to be a good resource on this journey. Have a good week, men.